Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Abortion has been top of mind for many voters casting early ballots in the race for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The winner of the April 1st election could hold the power to determine the fate of future litigation in Wisconsin over abortion, because the outcome of the race will decide whether liberals or conservatives hold a majority on the state's highest court. Democrats are hoping voters will be motivated by the potential revival of an abortion ban from 1849, a law enacted before women could serve in the legislature. Democrats in the Wisconsin Assembly are again proposing an economic bill of rights, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the resolution's authors are not really serious. It's a resolution similar to one the legislature's minority party has proposed for the past several years to codify rights related to employment and collective bargaining, public education and childcare, and a clean, sustainable environment, among others. During a press conference at the Capitol last Thursday, Representative Francesca Hung of Madison said she reached out to Republican lawmakers and was disappointed there was not interest. Hung said Democratic legislators represent Republicans, Democrats, and constituents in between and know that this is what all of them deserve. But Voss said neither his office or those of other Republican leaders were contacted. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin legislature would allow backyard chickens across the state. Residents of some municipalities are already allowed to keep chickens, but many others prohibit it. Representative Shea Sortwell of Two Rivers is the assembly author. He said cities like Madison and Green Bay have already pioneered the way, and other municipalities could follow their lead. Sortwell's bill allows for up to 4 chickens or quail, but not ducks. He said it makes sense with avian influenza disseminating commercial flocks, and noted the state already monitors for the disease in backyard flocks. Sortwell introduced similar legislation last session. As communities across Wisconsin debate whether to remove it, experts stress the importance of fluoride in drinking water. Wisconsin Dental Association President Dr. Tom Reed says science shows a 25% decrease in cavities when communities use fluoride in their drinking water. Reed says when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. got nominated as Department of Health and Human Services Secretary, dental stocks rose because people expect dentists to have to do more work should communities continue to remove fluoride from their drinking water. 78% of Wisconsin communities have stopped adding fluoride to drinking water, with about 38% having done so since 2020. The Social Security Administration has announced the resumption of debt collection activities through the Treasury Offset Program for debts accrued prior to March 2020. This decision comes after a suspension of collections due to the economic challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Treasury Offset Program is a centralized program designed to collect delinquent debts owed to federal and state agencies by intercepting federal and state payments. Since 1992, SSA has referred delinquent old age, survivors and disability insurance, and supplemental security income debts to TOP as mandated by law. Prior to the suspension in March 2020, SSA had successfully collected almost $2 billion in previously unrecoverable delinquent debt through TOP. The program is essential for maintaining the integrity of the OASDI and SSI programs. The Department of Treasury has begun collecting debts SSA referred to Treasury before March 2020, impacting an estimated 280,000 individuals with a collective debt balance of $2.7 billion. The Viroqua Fire Department responded to a structure fire early Saturday morning around 5:30. The department was dispatched to 854 North Main Street in the city of Viroqua for a report of smoke and flames. Upon arrival, heavy smoke and flames were visible coming from the rear of the structure. The fire was brought under control quickly and extinguished. There was heavy fire and heat damage to the back half of the structure. The department cleared at approximately 8:40. No one was in the structure at the time of the fire, and there were no injuries to civilians or firefighters. The origin and cause of the fire is under investigation. Some units stayed on scene for investigation purposes, with all units clearing by 6. Assisting at the scene were Vernon County Dispatch, the Westby and Lafarge Fire Departments, Viroqua Police Department, Tri-State Ambulance, Viroqua Streets and Utilities, Xcel Energy, Madison Gas and Electric, Wisconsin State Fire Marshal's Office, and the Vernon County Health Department. The Farmer Angel Network has announced a special book club series featuring the new book, Land Rich, Cash Poor, by Families Hope, an untold story of the disappearing American farmer by award-winning journalist Brian Reisinger. Reisinger has been a guest on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee.
I hope you don't mind my saying that actually the story begins a little bit with us listening to your station in my dad's barn. I grew up in the Spring Green area, working with my dad from the time I could walk, and I'm fourth generation. My dad is a third generation farmer, and my sister still works the farm with him and is working to take it over there in rural Spring Green area.
Reisinger uses his book to shed light on the economic and emotional struggles faced by American farmers.
The thing that was a really amazing discovery for me was seeing the places where what's happened in our country lines up with the things that my family experienced. And I think it's just we were in a time and a place, and it was a real challenge for our family at different points and places. But it's also a special thing to be able to look on back on that heritage. And what I tried to do with the book is I tried to tell a hidden history of each era. So with the Depression, actually the Depression set in much earlier on farmers in the Midwest than it did for the rest of the country. Many people don't know that. I didn't know that till I dug into it. And you're right, going on up through each era, on through the 50s, on up into the 1980s when my parents survived the farm crisis, on into the 90s and 2000s, each era I try to tell a hidden history beneath the surface, and I found that it really connected with something that occurred with my family, whether it was a harrowing story of farm injuries, or whether it was economic upheaval, or whether it was a beautiful story of something that our family overcame or something that shows our way of life. So I felt very fortunate for that.
The book club series will provide a platform for farmers and community members to come together and discuss the challenges and future of family farming. The series will include three sessions, each held on consecutive Mondays from 6 to 7:30 at the Sauk Prairie Healthcare Hospital and virtually. March 24th, today we'll focus on the challenges of family farming. March 31st, we'll focus on the future of family farming. And April 7th, we'll feature a Q&A with author Brian Reisinger with his parents, Jim and Jean Reisinger, who are Sauk County family farmers. Participants will receive a free copy of the book. Free books are limited to the first 20 registrants. Registration is required. Book pickup and event details will be shared upon registration. To register, visit farmerangelnetwork.com/events or email farmerangelnetwork@gmail.com. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin is helping to bridge access to health care for blood donors by providing free A1C testing, commonly used to screen for diabetes and prediabetes, on all successful blood, platelet, and plasma donations this month. One-third of people lack access to regular primary care in the U.S., where diabetes affects 1 in 10 people, and nearly a quarter of those living with it have been undiagnosed, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The free A1C screening aims to help address this gap by empowering blood donors with valuable information to maintain their health and well-being. This new offering is among the longtime work of the Red Cross to support the health of communities, which also includes disaster relief efforts such as basic disaster health and mental health services. Visit redcrossblood.org, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to book a time to give this month and learn more about your health. You can also make a financial donation at redcross.org/givingday on March 26th. To support people with disaster services such as emergency shelter, food, relief supplies, basic health care, emotional support, and financial assistance. For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for its spring funding round. Residents living within the boundaries of the River Valley School District finding themselves in health-related circumstances through no fault of their own for which assistance is needed are encouraged to apply. Applications are being accepted through Thursday, March 27th. Applications can be found on the website at the number 4PeteSake.com or at Arcadia Books in Spring Green. For more information, contact Todd Miller at tmiller@4PeteSake.com or call 608-588-4619. All applications are reviewed by the For Pete's Sake Board, who determine the number of recipients to be funded and the amount that each recipient will receive.